Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and you are watching a pre-NAB video cast. I'm excited to actually do this because you're going to actually see a product working in real time. This is going to be a real-time demo of a brand new product from Data Video. I'm going to let the guys introduce themselves so that you can actually see this product working in action. They're in a podcast studio that they'll have set up at NAB. They're going to be at NAB in the North Hall in booth 1223. Rob, how about you start?
Yeah. So I'm Rob Reed. I'm the director of business development for Data Video. And what we're introducing is the VoiceTracks 100, which you can see now that I'm speaking and introducing myself. It'll do a clean switch to me. I'm actually the host of this podcast. And with me, I have Mr. Craig. Craig, hey, introduce yourself.
I'm Craig Moffitt. I'm the managing director. And you can see it went to a wide shot. And it does that because you want a nice clean switch. And so we're actually using a camera that's a wide shot, and we have another camera that will move into this seat position, and we'll explain that a little bit more as we keep going here. So
yeah, so what's cool about this is this is a product from Data Video. It's the TRX 100, and what it does is it's using AI to pay attention to who's speaking and switching between them, but also switching back to the group, because this is kind of like a mock podcast setup, which is pretty common for any kind of podcaster. Would you kind of describe it as that way, Rob?
Yeah. So, you know, really any content creators, and if you look on your phone or your subscription services for, you know, music services, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of podcasts out there. So The content creators out there are everywhere. And why not, if you have an existing podcast setup, like a nice microphone like I'm using now, all you have to do is add the voice track, some cameras, a video switcher, and you can add this existing product to existing podcasts. So it's a really, really cool technology you can add on.
Yeah, and you're eliminating the need for a producer and kind of a director. And I'm going to put up a diagram real quick to show everyone sort of how this particular setup is wired so that they get an idea how this is actually working. I mean, this is you see this all the time. I mean, all the podcasts I used to listen to, I now watch, Craig. They're all kind of set up this way.
Yeah, ours isn't any different, except for you'll see that there's a ceiling microphone right above you. And basically, that's taking the positional data where you're sitting in the room. And then that sends the information to the voice tracks and does the preset and also does the clean switch. Waits for the camera to get in there right in position, and then it takes the cut. That way you're not seeing camera movement, which is, in our mind, is not very professional. So
yeah. And what's neat about this is that this can actually be done with, you know, basically the person who's running their own podcast can set this up in their studio, and then they don't have to have a producer. They don't have to have any kind of manual intervention. Now, Rob, does this require, like, obviously the product is made by Data Video. It's the Voice TRX 100. Does this require Data Video cameras, and does it have an application where you can use where they may have existing cameras, or how does that, what's the options there?
Yeah. So of course, the first thing we'd like to do is see you use Data Video cameras, especially if you're doing camera preset recall or the camera's actually doing movement, because our cameras communicate with the voice tracks and vice versa. We can actually also integrate all of our cameras now are AI tracking. So we can integrate AI tracking functionality built into it. And so it'll only work with our cameras if you're using those features. However, with that being said, if you're using your own DSLR style cameras and you want to integrate with voice tracks and you're just doing straight cut switching, no camera movement, nothing else, you can of course use your own cameras and then choose one of the Data Video switchers, which is required to make this all work together. So that's kind of the general workflow of using third-party products versus what we support.
Okay. And is the input to this HDMI, or is the input USB, or is the input IP, or what? How is this switched?
Yeah. So you have to choose one of Data Video switchers itself. For this particular podcast, we're actually doing a 4K workflow. So you're using our 4K switcher, which is the SE4000. It's a 12 input, 8-channel 4K 60 switcher. So you could use your 4K DSLR cameras in that case, or you could use, we're using a brand new PTZ 600, which is our more professional PTZ style camera. So you have to have one of our video switchers to make that work. We also make an NDI switcher. So if you want to run a couple of cameras NDI, you can do that. But you know, integrating the cameras is really, you know, one of the main things that we really emphasize to use data video cameras if you're using camera movement or AI tracking.
One neat feature, I kind of want to see if Craig can demonstrate it if possible, is that, you know, there's a lot of podcasts I watch that have two or three or four people in them. And this will not just switch two locations. It'll switch multiple locations. Craig was doing that in our previous setup before we went live. But, you know, you end up having people on in the studio, like publicists and stuff, that are sort of yelling things out from the side. And this will actually cut that off, right? I mean, it's only going to focus on those people that are actually sitting in front of the microphone.
Yeah, I'll move positions here in a minute to show you that. But that was one of our fears, is that we'd actually would have a lot of noise at NAB. And so we had a lot of exclusion zones. So I'll move right now. I'm going to move over to this seat right here. And can you hear me with this microphone?
I think we can hear you.
Tested. Yep. Okay. Because we're not using this microphone to trigger it, believe it or not. You can use your own microphones here in your podcast. Right. So you don't have to change that. All we're doing is adding cameras and the voice tracks, of course, our switcher. And one of the, right now we're using a, ceiling array mic. We support various manufacturers like Shure, Audio Technica, Sennheiser. Mm-hmm. Those all work with, and they have ways to identify where I'm sitting in this seat. So when I'm sitting right here, I can go to this fourth seat. Let me do one more time. Sorry.
Yeah. And so what's nice about that is you can set, it's almost like setting up a zone to say only switch to me when I'm in this zone, or switch to whoever's sitting in this zone. Is that right, Craig?
Right. So it just triggers it. And it looks like maybe I moved this chair a little bit.
The only issue is your mic in that chair is not working. So we're picking you up from the mic next to you. So I need you to move over, or maybe have Rob explain sort of what we just watched there.
Yeah. So basically, even though we have microphones here, we're all going into an audio mixer that's going into your Zoom and Teams call. But for voice lift, we're using obviously these microphones. But for the camera tracking and positional data, we're using, you know, beamforming style microphones, which Craig already mentioned those brands. And that's what gives us, I guess the best way to describe it is like XYZ positional data.
Yeah.
And some of the beamforming microphones, they use azimuth, which is more of a kind of a pie shape trigger zone. But the microphone that we're using uses XYZ zoning.
This is a great example of how simple you can use, you know, simple use of AI to make a really powerful solution. I know behind the scenes there's a lot of technology here, but you've really built something that's really simple. I love this. I think this is going to be super popular. I don't think there's any question that this is going to be something popular at NAB, and it's perfect for you to launch at this moment in time. Especially, number one, you're going to NAB. Number two, the popularity of podcasting and everybody who's doing podcasting wanting to add, you know, up their game in video. And the fact that it's 4K ready is even better. So I congratulate you on this. It's going to be a great product. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And if you do want to record a live podcast, feel free to visit our LinkedIn channel, our page, Data Video USA, and we'll have a link on there where you can actually sign up for a slot and record your own podcast on the live on the show floor.
Yeah, we have.
That's very cool.
Yeah, you can actually come to our booth and we'll just record your podcast if you want to do that. So
All right.
We have several people already signed up.
Well, my producer, Emily, is making note of that because we are going to NAB and maybe we get Steph to do that. I think we actually have that scheduled.
Yeah.
We'll get that scheduled. I think we'll do that. So, there you go. So I'm being told through my little ear here piece here that you can't see that Steph is actually doing that. So we're already scheduled to do that. So you'll actually get a chance to see this in action. Guys, thank you very much. I really appreciate this. Again, they're going to be in booth 1223 in the North Hall. Remember, the Central Hall is shut down right now, so everybody's in the North Hall or the West Hall. They're in the North Hall. Craig, Rob, thank you very much for doing this, and I look forward to seeing all this stuff at NAB. Everyone, thanks for joining me. All of our NAB coverage is at raypubs.com. All you have to do is type in NAB in the video search window.
I'm on Wi-Fi. I probably should have hardwired it in. Sorry.
Oh, there's the